about?
Sextastic Tuesday.
You want to know about the sex?
Yes, yes.
Gorgeous girls gorging themselves on big hot cocks.
You get to be fucked by the floor.
I can't think of very many things that would make me lose my boner faster.
Yeah, that feels good.
Fried big pussy.
This is the fun thing.
Crystal meth loses nothing but
oh. It's only the milkshake.
Us false.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big fat nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd.
Hey, I've got a joke for you. I just came up with this. And I don't come up with jokes very often. I am not a very funny man. All right, here's my joke. Feel free to use this. It's like a four-year-old could come up with this. All right. What do you call an Asian turkey who speaks nonsense? You call him gobbledygook. But I'm pumped. Get it? There's a lot of levels to this one. There's a lot of reasons it's funny. One, gobble is the sound that turkeys make. Gook, of course, is an Asian. And, you know, turkey speaking nonsense. It's gobbledygook. What do you call an Asian turkey who speaks nonsense? Gobbledygook. Well, where the fuck was that rim shot when I needed it? When I first told the joke, that would have gave it that extra punch it probably needed. Of course, it didn't need that. That joke is perfect. Hey, Freaks, Tim Edson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. If you're new to the program, don't judge me on that first minute or so of the program. Give me a couple days. You'll warm up to me. I'm America's sweetheart. I'm media darling Tim Henson. All right, listen, I have got a great show for you today. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's an extended program for paying members. Oh, I'm giving you all I can here. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you 100% of Tim. What else could I do for you? How about give away a car? That's right. Driving elegance, driving sophistication. You're going to look amazing in your brand new Ford Edge! Okay, it's not new. It's a few years old. It's got over 50,000 miles on it. But it's got leather seats, all-wheel drive, brand new windshield wipers were just installed. All you have to agree to is to take over my payments. It's got about $15,000 left on it. Payments are really high, though, because I have bad credit. And they would not give me that car without an insane interest rate. So, if you want a brand newish Ford Edge and willing to pay upwards of $500 a month plus cost of insurance, you could be the winner of Distorted View's car giveaway. All right, enough of this. No, I'm not giving away a car. Car payment of like $500. That's like rent, I think. All right, listen. We've got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Now, what I find interesting is the website where I found the story lists the author of said story as being a 45-year-old man. The man part I can understand. I think a lot of sex stories are written by dudes. But this story was not written by a 45-year-old man. If this story was written by a middle-aged dude, our public school system has been failing us for decades now. That's the realization that I've come to. All right, let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
Oh. All right, listen, if you're new to the program, Sextastic Tuesday is just a stupid bit where I find real pieces of erotic fiction, sex stories, and I read them to you. Now, the goal is not to, you know, be creepy. Right? I'm not trying to get you off. I'm not trying to perv out with you here. This is all done... It's done for the lulz, basically. Just trying to showcase some shitty erotic fiction. Today, we've got a story that involves anal, domination, submission, and it all goes down at the car wash. And at the car wash, yeah. I don't know how that song goes. Oh, and Home Depot. All right, so here we go. I think this guy's retarded. I was driving by your house and seen you washing your car in your bathing suit. You look so fine. I drove by 4 or 5 more times. Oh, it's kind of like a rap. Till I seen that you were done. Every sentence, by the way, ends in an exclamation mark. So I'm reading this wrong already. Let me try this again. I'm moving the microphone back because I'm going to start screaming. I was driving by your house and I seen you washing your car in your bathing suit. You look so fine. I drove by 5 or 4 more times. Or 4 or 5 more times. Till I seen that you were done. Well, I sound like Kearney Thomas. God! All right. I has been anointed. God! All right. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm losing control of this program. That you were putting stuff up and going in the house. I park down the road and walk up to your house. I stand out front looking in your window. Creepy. And I catch a glimpse of you taking your top off and walking into a room. I don't know if I can sustain this. I walk up to the door and I knock on it, hoping that you would answer. You put on a towel that you had on from drying off and come to the door. You were very beautiful, white blonde hair and tattoos all over your body. And I see you have a lip ring. Your towel is just barely covering your nipples. Again, so far, all these have exclamation marks. So this guy doesn't know this broad, right? He would know if she had a lip ring or something. So this is like I think he's stalking her. I ask if the car was for sale and you say no. I clear my throat and I look at you and I push my way in and shut the door behind me. Grabbing your blonde hair in my hand, I take you over to the couch and I rip the towel from your body. You fight back. Oh, so this is a rape story. Great. You fight back, but I am too overpowering. I quickly too over... And your hands behind your back and shove a rag in your mouth. Well, where the hell did he get a rag? Does it have chloroform or something on it? All right, well, the exclamations are off and on at this point. I can't continue reading this story screaming it. I drag you to the bed and tear your swim bottoms off and spanked your ass! Exclamation mark. Then I pull thee out your gag and pull my hard dick in your mouth, telling you to suck it, you slut. I'm face-fucking you and pinching your hard nipples at the same time. I forcing you to take my whole cock and you're gagging and spitting all over your face. I lean over so I can get to your sweet pussy that's wet. Why would it be wet? You're raping her. And now, and this is legitimate rape. No, if her pussy is dripping and wet, this is not legitimate rape. All right. I lean over so I can get to your sweet pussy that's wet and lick it clean. Then I finger it with 2 fingers till you can't take it anymore. You're all over the bed trying to get away. She literally can't take it anymore. She's going to pass out. All right. Does this sound like a 45-year-old man? Although he lives in Arkansas. According to the profile here, the author is from Arkansas. I pull my cock out of your mouth and stuff your bottoms in your mouth to keep you from screaming. I pull you around and start to fuck your pussy hard and driving in you as deep as I can. I pick your legs up over your head and I fucking you hard. I fucking you hard. You love it. Not you love it. You're love it. And moaning and betting into it. Maybe biting? I don't know. I want some of your ass, so I drag you over to the side of the bed. So you're laying on your belly and your legs are over the side. I spank your ass, trying to get it red and warm to take my cock in your ass. Look, if you stick your dick inside someone's asshole, it's going to be warm. You don't need to spank it. You don't have to pre-warm the ass. It's not like a cold oven. You gotta set it and wait 20 minutes or something before you can put the cookies in. All right, so he's spanking the ass to get it red and hot. My dick is so hard, my dicky hoard, and ready for your ass. I stick it in slowly, and you're fighting it and trying to yell, so I slap your ass and tell you to stop yelling. I continue to pull it in your ass. Pull it in. So tight. I get it all the way in, and I start fucking faster and faster, pounding it so your ass cheeks were pushing back on me. You're starting to like it. Really? This is definitely a work of fiction. I slow down and put my fingers on your clit so you can come too. Well, that's very courteous of the rapist. When I do, you calm down and pull back on my cock, and you're fucking me now. I see that you're liking it. And I untie your hands. I tell you to play with your clit. See, that's exactly what I would do. If I was a woman getting raped, I would totally act like I'm into it. First of all, he'll probably be less mean to you. And, you know, I think some guys get off on the fact that the girls aren't into it. So I'd be fucking him up. You know, like, oh, yeah. Oh, this is so good. Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, it's kind of disappointing. But then, you know, when I'm acting like I'm into it, And then I'd be like, oh, yeah, pull your dick out of me. I want to suck it. And he's going to be like, all right, yeah, I want a good blowjob. Because I don't think smart rapists would let a broad suck on the dick because, she'd bite it first, right? But if you act like you're into it and stuff, oh, yeah, oh, you're the hottest rapist. And then, I don't know if that's what I would say, you're the hottest rapist. I don't want to remind him that he's a rapist. But I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're the best I ever had. Let me suck on that big, fat, veiny dick of yours. Please don't isolate that audio. And then I would start sucking it, and then I would bite down real hard. And then he would collapse, and then I'd beat the shit out of him. That's how you handle a rapist, women. God, why haven't you girls thought of it? It's so easy to get out of a raping. Stupid broads. All right, where are we at here? I'm so helpful. When I do, you calm down and pull back on my cock, and you're fucking me now. I see that you're liking it, and I untie your hands. I tell you to play with your clit while I fuck your ass. You slide your hand under you and go right for that clit. I reach up and pull your hair so your head is pulled back, and I slap your ass. Your clit, and then I feel you come all over me. I fuck you harder until I can't take it anymore, and I pull out and push you onto the floor on your knees, and I spray cum all over you. You're looking up at me with your beautiful eyes. It was awesome. I tell you to stay there while I get dressed, and then I leave. You're thinking about calling the cops, but to you it was the best sex you ever had. On one hand, I was forcibly raped. On the second hand, it was pretty good. I don't want him to go to jail. He might come back and do it to me again. And that would be great. All right, the next day I drive by your house again, and you're washing your car again. How many times is this broad going to wash her car? I don't know. In more revealing clothes this time. I take that as an invitation. All right, so apparently he fucks her again. This is part two of the story. This part takes place in a Home Depot. One night at about 7:30, I was in Home Depot and I was walking around and I saw you over by the plants. I kept looking at how fine you were in your tight pants and shirt, and I started to get a hard on. So I follow you around the store. You don't see me. You're looking at things for your house and you're not looking around at people. I'm sorry. If you were raped once, I would be, if I was raped, I would be very skittish. You know what I mean? I'd be always looking at, like, who's staring at me? Who's around the corner? Possibly going to stick their dick in my ass again. Spank it. All right. I'm thinking the girls was full. Oh, wait a second. I missed a sentence there. I think I'll hang out for a while till you come back! Exclamation mark. I see you come out and go into the family bathroom. I'm thinking the girls was full. I start to think about you in the bathroom with your pants down, and I can help it. Maybe can't help it. I rush to the door and open it. Oh, not again. Your look on your face was priceless. Ranger it, you. What does that mean? I can't even figure that one out. Ranger. As in Night Ranger, the 80s hair band. Ranger it, you. Lock the door and rush over to you before you get your pants up. I push you back down on the toilet and I have you by the head of your hair. I tell you to undo my pants and suck my dick. That's a rookie mistake. You do, and I find... You do and find and big hard dick, and it's ready for you. I shove your head on it to suck it. You do, and you're doing a great job. Taking it easy, so I shove my dick to the back of your throat till you have it all. It feels awesome. I hold you there till you push away. I tell you to suck my dick, bitch, like you mean it. And to look into my eyes, like you're my whore. I reach. You're kind of making her your whore. You have her right where you want her. I reach in and I pull out you perfect breast. And English cannot be this guy's first language. He is from Arkansas, after all. And pull them out so I can see them. It makes me want you more. I pull you up, turn you around so your hands are on the toilet lid, and I ease my cock in your wet pussy. That bathroom has to stink. All right. You so wet. I pull out and stick two finger in your pussy and fuck you with them till they are real wet. I take them out and taste you, and you're sweet. I then stick my dick back in your pussy and fuck you. I then put my fingers in your mouth that I had in your pussy so you can taste it too. You like it, of course, and suck them like they are my dick, which turns out to be a turn-on. Lol. I pull your hair, you arch your back, and I push it further. It feels so good. I slap your ass and pull your hair. You about to come, and you're trying to keep it down so everybody want to be knocking on the door. You can come, and I can feel your pussy massaging my dick. It feels awesome. I tell you, I fixin' to come. See, that's an Arkansas thing. I fixin' to come. And to get on your knees and suck my dick dry. You rush to it and swallow my cock till it in the back of your throat, and I come, jacking off, using your head to do it. You look at me and know that you found what you were looking for at Home Depot. I hope you like it. I didn't have time to write much. So there you go. The author kind of apologizing for this mess. There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for October 17th. I'm sorry, 16th, 2012. Believe it or not, Sextastic Tuesday has a sponsor. And you have to think, anyone who's willing to sponsor this craziness deserves your attention and patronage. I'm talking about Adam and Eve at adamandeve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's half off just about anything in their catalog. They got over 20,000 adult entertainment products. We're talking about movies, right? Toys for him, for her. You know, stuff to put your dick in. Stuff that makes your dick feel good. Come on, guys. Put your dick in something. That should be Adam and Eve's slogan. AdamandEve.com. Put your dick in something. They also have costumes. This would be great for Halloween, right? Sexy costumes for your lady or dress up sexy time. They got all sorts of great stuff. They even have, creams and sprays and lubes and plaster casts if you want to make a mold out of your penis. Go to AdamandEve.com right now. Get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK. At checkout. If you've already used that coupon code, try coupon code DV. Two little letters, it'll save you 50%. Plus, they're going to throw in three free adult DVDs that you get to choose and a mystery gift and send all of that to you for free. No shipping charges. Go to adamandeve.com right now. Use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout for 50% off just about any item. Three free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. All with free shipping. adamandeve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. This is it. Last week of sales. It's official. I'm closing up Jagu.net once again. If you would like a Bristol 7 shirt, a Satan Away shirt, a Distorted View poster, order right now. Jagu.net. It is Distorted View's online store. I will get those out to you ASAP. I apologize. There's two or three orders, stray orders that I haven't gotten to yet. So I will take care of those as well. So if you haven't received your order, be on the lookout for all of that. Also, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows. We've got to be approaching, 2,000? I would say about 2,000 shows. So you can listen to all those. Plus, every week we do extended content like the show I have for you today. It's an extended one. Thursday, I'll be back with an exclusive program. I just posted a video from this past weekend where I'm trying some stuff out. And that was fun. About a 50-minute program. Sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. It's very inexpensive. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Well, I think we finally got to the bottom of why men rape, and it all comes down to chow mein. Yeah, that's right. They're eating too much chow mein, according to one Kop Panchayat over there in India. I guess that's like a councilman, like some sort of like religious councilman. That's what they call him, a Kop Panchayat. Yes, he has blamed consumption of chow mein behind the growing incidence of rape in the state, saying it leads to hormonal imbalance. Oh, makes sense. Quote, to my understanding, consumption of fast food contributes to such incidents. McDonald's, we're looking at you over here. Chow mein leads to hormonal imbalance. I mean, that kind of makes sense because there's probably so many like growth hormones in our meat patties that you get at Burger King or Wendy's or whatever. It might fuck with you. Chow mein, I guess that's what they eat over there, leads to hormonal imbalance, evoking an urge to indulge in such acts, says Jitender Chahar, a resident of Jin Chahar's village in Thua Kapanachat leader. You know the impact of chow mein, which is a spicy food, on our body. Hence, our elders also advise to consume light and nutritious food, the man added. Last week, he evoked outrage after, oh Jesus fucking Christ with these names, Sub Singh, a cop leader, advocated lowering of age of marriage for girls from 18 years to 16 years on the grounds that young girls are vulnerable to rapes and should be married off earlier. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to lower the age of marriage so these guys who are like raping young girls can marry them first, and then it's not considered rape anymore. There, problem solved. Good job. Om Prakash Chachula, a leader of the opposition, too, backed the cops' demand, while Congress leaders... If there's some Indian listening to this program, please email me and tell me how badly I'm butchering these names. I would love to know. All right, where are we at here? I don't know. Dharmavar Goat, another Congress leader, sparked off a controversy by saying that 90% of the rape cases were consensual. Legitimate rape. Illegitimate rape. Former minister in Congress, MLA, some... I don't know any... what the fuck am I reading? I understand very few of these words. Former minister in Congress, MLA, Sampat Singh, said on Monday... The lack of intellectual growth was the reason behind rising crimes against women. Quote, people might have prospered, but have not become mature enough to understand their responsibilities towards society and in some cases towards their families even. Generally, families hardly monitor the activity of their children, especially the sons, who are later found to be involved in such acts. So there you go. I love Google ads, by the way, because... this is from the Times of India, which is like an Indian newspaper, I guess, right? And the ad presented by Google after this story is chicken curry recipes. Homemade chicken recipes. Treat yourself to a blue ribbon meal. All right. Just reading about chow mein rape. All right. Second story we have for you today. Have you heard about this new show on Nick Jr.? If you're a parent, first of all, I don't know why you're listening to this program. I don't want you listening. I'm sickened by you people. No, there are a few good parents out there. And some of these parents let their children watch Nick Jr. It's Nickelodeon, but for even littler kids. Well, now, come around 10 p.m. Eastern, Nick Jr. turns a little racy with a program just for mothers, where moms can sit back and bitch about being a mom, raising kids, those fucking annoying cunt turds. It sounds great, right? I knew when I heard about this, there was going to be some parents... outrage because they let their kids stay up late and, you know, their kids were exposed to some naughtiness. Well, that's exactly what happened, but it wasn't on at 10 p.m. Apparently, over there on the West Coast, there's not two separate feeds. Normally, late-night programming is on, you know, the East Coast at 11 and then the West Coast at 11. Well, this one, the show started at 10. And at the same time, started on the West Coast. It was 7 p.m. on the West Coast. It's a popular channel designed for just kids, but recently Nick Jr. launched a new program containing some pretty racy content. They even swear. They say the bitch word and ass and stuff like that. It came as a shock for one Valley family. Parental discretion is among the new shows now airing on Nick Jr. Nick Jr. launched the programming block on October 1st. According to Nickelodeon, Nick Mom is a new adult-oriented programming block that was created specifically for moms to relax and laugh at the end of their busy day. It includes stand-up comedy, reality series, and vignettes about the very unique and funny experiences of being a mom, told from a mom's point of view. I can't think of a worse fucking thing to watch on television. I'd rather watch Test Patterns. As well as a companion site, nickmom.com. Quote, I watched it for just a few minutes and I was very shocked because I was like, okay, what is this? Because they were talking about very vulgar things, said mom Tasha Sparks. Not only does the host incorporate a lot of sexual content in her monologue, she also uses profanity. My son was right next to me hearing this and watching this, said Kevin Sparks. Well, you know, the first time you heard something inappropriate being spoken, why not change the channel? Nickelodeon sends out the show on a single feed based on the East Coast time zone, so it airs at 10 p.m. there and 7 p.m. here. Kevin Sparks is concerned. I'm really worried that what he did here, he's going to ask me about. If you're a good parent, you wouldn't have sat there with your mouth open watching this stuff while your kid was right next to you. Just turn it off. They pick up things so quickly that I'd be so embarrassed if we were out somewhere with friends and he's repeating those things to people. Outraged, the couple reached out to the network, even the host, Stephanie Wilder Taylor. In an email response, she said, for some reason, they decided not to have two separate feeds. Bah, 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 bah. What the fuck ever? Who cares? She's not the only person outraged. Everyone's outraged about everything. You're outraged about a programming block. Late at night on a fucking Nickelodeon channel. Who cares? There are other things to worry yourself with. There are bigger concerns in the world. In the meantime, the Sparks aren't the only one voicing concerns. A website called CancelNickMom.com has been created. So there you go. I don't think it would be a big issue. Because, you know, kids should be in bed by 10 o'clock. Nick just needs to, you know, work on getting a separate feed for the West Coast. All right, final story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Our most fucked up state.
Oh, I love this story. A Florida judge has ruled that a diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic who believes he's the Prince of God and is convinced that he will be resurrected to sit for eternity at God's right hand is sane and can be put to death next week. David Glant, a judge with Florida's 8th Circuit, has found that John Ferguson, 64, can be given lethal injections next Thursday, despite a U.S. Supreme Court injunction that prohibits executions of the insane. He's not insane. He's a little mentally ill, but not insane. In his concluding remarks, the judge agrees with the prisoner's defense lawyers that Ferguson is a paranoid schizophrenic who genuinely believes he's the Prince of God. The judge accepts that the prisoner has a long history of mental illness and finds there's no evidence to support the prosecution contention made over several years that Ferguson was pretending to be mentally ill in order to avoid execution. Yet, this is a big yet he goes on to conclude that, quote, there is no evidence that his mental illness interferes in any way with his rational understanding of the fact of his pending execution and the reason for it. I know, like, schizophrenics who do weird shit, like, they hang bras from their doors to keep out evil spirits and stuff. That's not rational. You know what I mean? Paranoid schizophrenics are not rational people. They don't have rational understanding. So I kind of disagree with the judge there. Astoundingly, this is the best part. The judge goes on to say that the prisoner's grandiose delusion of himself as being akin to Jesus at the point of his resurrection is in fact, quote, relatively normal Christian beliefs. He writes, there's no evidence that Ferguson's belief as to his role in the world and what may happen to him in the afterlife is so significantly different from beliefs of other Christians. Yeah, that's right. He's calling all Christians fucking crazy for what they believe in. There's no evidence that Ferguson's belief as to his role in the world and what may happen to him in the afterlife is so significantly different from beliefs other Christians may hold so as to consider it a sign of insanity. Ferguson's legal team has appealed the ruling, surprise, surprise, and an initial hearing is likely to be held on Monday, pending a final appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, the highest judicial panel in the land. The prisoner will face execution by 4 p.m. on Thursday. Ferguson was in a mental institution and, you know, pretty much 2 years after he was released, he committed the first of his murders. Over the years, Ferguson has regularly experienced hallucinations. He hears his dead father talking to him, cuckoo, believes that people are listening to him, and at one point reported that cockroaches had entered his brain through his ears. Oh, I've believed that at some point. You're rattling up in there. Before this week's court hearing into Ferguson's state of mind, he was examined by a panel of three state-appointed psychiatrists. They interviewed him for 90 minutes, and on the basis of that, found with reasonable medical certainty that Mr. Ferguson has no genuine current mental illness and understands the nature and effect of the death penalty and why it was imposed on him. So there you go. He is, you know, God's right-hand man, after all. God wouldn't make a mistake like that. He's the Prince of God. Isn't that crazy? That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaks real quick, like.
Hey, it's Shenanigans here. I was actually walking around my town kind of high, and I was just enjoying
some
good weed. I was wandering the park first.
I'm going to freak him out. What's that? Oh, my God, look behind you.
Now I'm going to go get a snack. I'm thinking of you because, honestly, I need to give you more money. Like, I just need to shut up and give you more money.
Oh, I like it when this guy's high.
So what you do?
PayPal me, show at distortedview.com. I could use all of it.
Do.
Give me all the money you have that you can spare.
You do.
I'm like a beggar.
Every day. It's one of those things that keeps me going.
Aww.
And I am proud to be a Flatcher member.
Yeah, take it from a pothead.
I'm thinking of saving for a lifetime.
Oh, very nice.
Just say.
Save your pennies. All right, thank you very much.
All right, Timothy, if you haven't heard from Pan Panascore yet,
no.
He's doing these little 5-minute segments that you can download in MP3 form from his Facebook. It's fucking brilliant, and you definitely need to add that to DV. It's almost like
Pan Panascore hasn't told me anything about that.
Sharon Murkowski with what she used to do with the fucking show. And get fucking Haley's Comet into it. That'd be even cooler if you could have like a fucking like variety where it would be like 5-minute little mini segments from random fucking creepy people. And Haley's Comet could do like a science factoid bullshit, you know, since he's a know-it-all. That'd
yeah.
be fucking brilliant. Also, I used your DV code on AdamandEve.com.
Good boy.
And I got my girlfriend a fucking rabbit vibrator, dude, from $75, marked down to clearance to $55, and I dropped that shit another half to $22.50. Tell your mother about that. She'd be fucking impressed with my savings, motherfucker. Except...
I'm like, she already has a rabbit vibrator.
They
it's a rabbit. Jumps on the clear.
Didn't give me a mystery gift.
Oh.
I know, it was fucking bullshit. They gave me the 3 DVDs, which are useless since there's U-Jizz, U-2, U-Porn, X-Tube, fucking useless.
Yeah.
But they give me no mystery gift. I was kind of pissed off by that. Jagoo.
All right, well, let me talk to my people at Adam and Eve. They'll fix that right up for you.
Timaboo, what did you
do?
Lifetime member, Blue Crab. Hey, well, I was getting a little nervous. You was... letting all the episodes out a little bit at a time. And then when I seen that you were doing the, or coming up on the 5th show, and I'm going to have an exclusive sideshow this weekend. Oh my God, I forgive you forever.
Yeah, you know, I'm posting the show a little bit later. Now I'm back to like posting it in the afternoon, but we'll get back on track. And start, I've been messing around with the studio and my setup, and you'll soon see why I've been posting the show late. But, yeah, I just got a little behind.
Hey, Timmy Bowman. Russell Levin's calling in. I wanted to tell you there is something wrong with your voicemail. You got hit 3 to hear your message.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. And finally...
Hey, Tim. Broken Robot here. I was just giving you a call because you mentioned Bill Donahue, the Catholic League guy.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to point out that... it's not a large organization. It's 5 people in Bill Donahue's basement.
The Catholic League is just 5 people?
And all they do is go on...
How lame. Oh, your phone sucks so bad! Oh. This goes on for another minute and 20 seconds.
TV! And then every once in a while, they might take pre-written, pre-typed, photocopied letters... to like grocery stores and stand there and try and get people to buy.
Okay, all right. So it's a small organization. They're pointless. They're worthless. They just get on the television. That's how they have any power whatsoever. All right. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, you know, God.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
If you gon' suck a dick, then you suck a dick.